Good morning, members. Firstly, I would like to apologize for the chairperson. She is delayed. She'll be with us within an hour. So she requested that I keep the ball rolling until she comes. So if members allow me, we'll proceed with our meeting. So you are all welcome. We are going to have a slight changes in the agenda. If you look at the agenda there, it is saying that we'll start with the oversight report. But we are requesting that we start with the minutes. We've got two sets of minutes for the previous meeting, about two sets. It's October 20 and November 10. Can we check whether members have got all those two sets of minutes? Do we have? Yes. Baba Mamba?
Yes, Baba.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, if we've got, then if you agree that we'll start with the minutes. So we can go to item number two, which is the apology. I hope the secretary will take us through. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. No apologies was received from any members.
So there are no apologies, and then we continue with our meeting. So we will start with the minutes of the October 20. If we can, I hope the members have gone through. If we can start with the correction, or you need some 5 minutes to go over, to peruse over, or we can start correcting.
Five minutes.
Okay. Let's go 5 minutes and then we'll start correcting.
Did we reduce? Otherwise, we're going to get. Oh, maybe let me put on a jacket. I can see. Yeah.
Glowing
right into the nose.
No, the temperature is correct, but it is blowing strong.
Okay.
I don't know how to.
But if we try that, it doesn't blow. And,
yeah.
then we can go back, you know?
Yeah.
How?
Mm. Yeah, I said it's on low.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm. Thank you. Does it mean that when we breathe, we have to hear the oxygen that we are breathing? Do we have to hear it? What if we try silence? Then if it doesn't work, then we come back to...
Honorable members, the 5 minutes is over. Honorable Helen, you are welcome to this meeting. We have opened the meeting, and then we have done apologies. We are on item number three, which is the minutes of the two previous meetings. That is the minutes of the 20 October and 10 November. But we'll start with the 20 October. We are about to correct the minutes. If we can start page 1, if there are any corrections. The corrections, we are just doing let's say the spelling and all that, not to matters arising. We are just doing the corrections. We'll come back to the matters arising. Page 2. Yes, sir. Mama Bas.
On page 2, Comrade Chair, on under discussions, under number 2, the sixth line.
October 20.
Or am I reading something? Yeah, October 20. Discussions. That's page 3. Oh, did you say page 2?
Yes, please. I was saying page 2.
Oh, no.
Let's check page 2. No correction? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm on both sides.
Under point 4, the last line but one starts not to get the ideal situation. Just in this one.
Line?
The last but one line. Let's start to start not to get the ideal situation should be
the
ideal
situation. No. Well, page 2.
Page 2,
Mark. Page 2,
no.
Page 2, no. Okay, so if there's nothing on page 2, let's go to page 3. Babu Mabasa.
On page 3, Comrade Chair, under number 2.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth line
discrepancies.
Yeah, the fourth line just before that starts, where we say there are profits by selling. I will propose we say by selling in huge volumes.
Mm-hmm. In huge volumes.
So that we introduce huge and then volumes in the plural. And then the third line from where we are,
mm-hmm.
Where after sector, I propose we say R, because we're speaking of records.
Third line.
So that we say R.
Third line from the huge volumes.
Maybe we should say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line from the beginning of the paragraph. The east. To be changed to are
questionable.
Yes, because we are speaking of the plural records.
Are questionable. Yeah.
And then the following line.
Are questionable.
The following line, I propose we remove there of where it says of the good. And then we remain with of goods.
Not all goods.
but something must be done, even if because it says of the good. But I think that there, it sounds awkward.
Right.
Either we say we change the good to plural and remove the there, or come with something else.
Okay, let's check in.
Uh-huh. And then on the fourth line from the bottom of the same paragraph.
Don't you want to give others a chance to,
oh, okay,
to have
okay
their bite?
Okay.
Mom sorted.
Okay. Yeah, open for the first line of the second paragraph. It reads that noted that the ideal situation, as it should be the ideal situation.
Oh, the ideal,
yeah.
Not today. At the bottom, the ideal situation. Any Maba.
Mangwele Bengzuti are good. Oh, we had spoken of that where we were proposing removal of all goods. Had we done that?
Yeah, we've done that.
I see. Then when we go to number three, the porous borders, I tend to think that word BCOCC is not necessarily a very commonly used word. So I will propose that in brackets we write it in full. Thanks, College Chair.
Have we seen that? Do we agree with that? So can we move to Mabas? So thank you. Right, can we move? Oh, Dr.
Yeah, I think there's a number, page 3, yeah?
Mm.
The item 4 is the last, 2, 3, 4. It's the last 4 lines. It's a master, it keeps the space, the M and the A.
What
label, yeah? It's the last 5, from the bottom is the 5 lines. Yeah. What's the label? Yeah. It's the M-A-S-U.
University of Canberra.
Yeah, it says the learn up to a master label. University of Canberra system. It's a master, it's a word. You're writing it wrong.
Oh, so it's just been...
No, it's a master, you keep the space, the M and A.
Hmm?
Oh. M label.
Yeah.
Am I?
Oh, you have space. But why? Some page got space, some page no space.
Master's level.
Yeah, but my page is M and
oh,
A is because it can. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I see some page is right, some page is wrong.
No, you must get to the correct one.
You keep the space, M. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Can we proceed to page 4. Yes, Baba Mabaso.
On page 4, on number 6,
mm-hmm,
SARS indicated that they can intervene. And then we have end consignment on the road. So it means we have to correct, I don't know how exactly we can, but means we have to attend to that.
What is the correct?
Intervene.
Consignment.
Yes, yeah, maybe we remove it. We intervene consignment. Can we intervene consignment? It doesn't
occur, when?
Yeah.
What is the correct one?
Unless we change the whole, the sentence.
Who's an English speaker?
On consignment.
On consignment,
but it will bring us, make us to repeat on.
because
it will be on consignment on the road.
They can intervene on consignment, yeah. On the road.
That's fine. Yeah.
On consignment on the road?
Yeah.
On consignment being ferried. Yeah? We ferry through a road, am I right?
Ferry is more sea, I would think.
Pardon?
Ferry is more sea, I would think. I don't know.
It's more?
Ferry is more sea.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but conveyed or something
transported,
yeah. So that we do away with the consignment being transported.
On transport.
No, we must not lose the road.
Yeah.
Because we are
being
highlighted the consignment on the road.
No, but the topic says it. The topic says consignment on the road. So we can't do away with road.
No.
Yes,
sir. I think it might thank you, sir. I think it must read as follows in my notes. Staff indicated that they can intervene on road consignment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. On road consignment.
Only in the English.
Thank you. Dr. Karan.
Are we still good for 6 or can we get to 7?
Yeah, no, we are on page, whatever, on page 4.
Yeah, I'm saying on page 4, the justified purchasing of imported clothing, not imported clothing, imported clothing.
Well, what line is that?
That is 1, 2, 3, on paragraph 7.
Jeremy. Yeah.
Not the first line of paragraph 7, not the second line, the third line. I'm saying purchasing of imported clothing, not imported clothing.
Oh, imported clothing.
Are you taking that, yeah?
Thank you. I'll get Dr. Ravi.
Okay.
Still page 4? 1, 2, oh, Maba.
On the bullet under issues to be followed up by staff. But I just wanted us to be sure that we really want to say, is it abetting? Just to be sure. If we are sure that's what we want to say, then my specific proposal is that we create a sentence that speaks of the undervaluing of imported goods. We create a bullet. Because it's a very specific.
Different.
Yes.
Okay. Abetting fraud and the undervaluing. So you are saying we just say
we end with fraud.
Abetting.
And then we create a sentence on the undervaluing of imported goods because it's a major challenge that comes across most of the time.
Okay. So we agree. Let's point. Yeah. Any other? If there is none. Let's go to page 5. So can we have a member proposing the adoption? Baba Amin Mama Tengu, seconded by Dr. Rabi. Any contra review? Nothing. So the minutes have been adopted. Can I sign on behalf of the chair or no? Right. Are there any matters arising from the minutes of the 20th? year of October 2009. Yes, Baba Mama.
Just clarity, correct chair, because when we went to KZN, the Durban Harbour, we, most issues there were below our expectations. So the question would be to ourselves, what is the way forward on that?
Well, I think that will be covered in the report. We are still going to discuss the report and put the recommendations on the report. Let's take as if we have not visited Durban. We are just taking what transpired from the minute. Mama Helen?
Thank you, Claire. Claire, I just want to know from the minister that it is to be followed up by SARS if we receive any report on that.
Okay, that's thank one you. Point. Let's take that issue. Mama put it.
Thank you. Under discussion. Please, three under discussion. We don't have a time frame here so we can monitor and make a follow up of the three that we need to undergo a study to enable them to determine the tax gap to ascertain how much revenue it was using by the collecting customers.
So we want to put
that
in the matters arising.
Yes,
okay.
So we can make a follow up. And
okay.
The second one on the same issue.
Just like the time frame on the
study to determine how much they lose by not collecting.
Collecting what?
Revenue. Custom duties, okay. By not collecting custom duties.
Yes. Okay.
And then the time frame.
No, now we are saying matters arising. We are just checking them now so that we'll go to them to say let's look at this issue.
Yeah, if we can just get in terms of figures, comparative cost as to how much are we going to spend as compared to the present situation as to how much
are you elaborating now on that point?
Yes.
Let's put it here. You'll take us through when we go to discuss. At the moment, we're just raising issues to be discussed.
Okay.
Yeah. Mama Ellen?
Thank you, Peter. Under resolution, I think there's no time frame for us.
So you are raising a resolution. Okay, that's it. So can we agree that how many points there are? 3 points. Okay, can you read them to the member so that we follow them? What is the first one?
The first one is from another line. It relates to the issues to be followed up on, whether members received them.
Right.
Number two, from Mr. Casey, if I have it right now, the time frame of the study on how much staff has been collected with regard to on the value of illicit trade in South Africa. Is it that one, Mark? On the illicit trade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four,
from Honorable Line, with regard to the resolution, that there are no time frames on the both resolutions.
Okay. So can we start with the first one so that our Honorable Line can lead us?
Thank you, Honorable Secretary. Chair, I raised this question for the fact that we won't be able to monitor whether the things that we said or wanted to be done is done if we didn't have a progress report on issues for compliance.
So what are you suggesting? Do you suggest that we must put the time frame or
No, on that one, I will suggest that they give us a follow-up report on the issues that they raised, specifically in what they were supposed to follow up on, so that we can have feedback, so that we can know how to deal with it from here on forward.
The secretary here is saying that you made this request as the committee that they should send up, and he is saying that he did send all those responses from the department. Yeah, I'm not sure whether all the members do agree. We requested that we would like to have the responses after the meeting, and now the secretary is saying that they did send us the responses. The members seem not to remember. Do you still have the copies so that we can? Okay. Can we say then the secretary has to resend to us all those responses? Thank you very much. And then number two, Mami Potet.
I'm saying we also get information regarding the cost. You know, sometimes you will investigate a theft of 20 rand and spend 100 rand in investigation just to get a completed cost.
So what are you suggesting now?
I'm suggesting that you get the figure, 100 rand and how much you spend on investigating this program here, compared to the losses, how much are they losing, how much are they spending in investigating the loss.
Okay. There is the discussion, the point put. Are there any contributions from the member? She's saying that we would like to find out when they pursue, whether it is worth it to pursue the we call it bad money, where you know that you use more money to pursue small money. Now she's asking whether they can be able to verify to us whether they do that, or is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So can we just put it as a recommendation then to the department? Unless if you want to say something, Babu Mama.
If I assume that the colleague who is raising this point to be noted, because we have also not come across that the bad money or the good money must not pay anyone. When it comes to corruption, it's possible that we may find that we use lots of money. No, but let me just summarize by saying we must not come across as implying that if it is costly, if it is going to lead to stopping corruption, we mustn't come across as saying it must be done because of costly.
Mama, go first.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that this test will be taken. It's important for us to the corruption. But I'm saying, you know, it is important for us to make them aware how much the government loses for them not to do their job on time. You know, they delay to do this investigation, to make follow-up, and at the end of the day, to lose more than what, you know, when we get to correct, we corrected a lot. I'm not saying mustn't undergo the study, but must be cautious of the money we're losing in the delay to investigate matters.
Thank you. Baba Ngonya.
Well, I wanted to say that I think I understand the point that one of the members however, I wanted to check, do we talk about money in totality or where do we start? That kind of study. Do we say for the current financial year, or maybe for whatever term. And I'm just raising the issue of the time frame. What time frame should they study and take? Because I would imagine that what you're looking for is just to get an idea. If it is to get an idea, then let's just stay maybe in one financial year. Just to get an idea of the
Babu Ungonyama, you mean that they must show us how much do they use to pursue some fraudulent activities?
Yes, maybe for
this the amount of that fraudulent activity.
My understanding of is just to make an example of a specific financial year, but not analyze and say investigation, because it will go on and on and on.
No, can you continue, ma'am? Can you try to wind it up?
I can't even say which financial year, because you do not have a record here to say 2004 and 5, this is not this, 6 and 7, on and on. If we can get the information, maybe target the highest amount, you know, among the years that you just mentioned, and as far as the losses are concerned. I'm not sure.
What you do, like the recommendation to
maybe
you
can get the past financial year, the recent information.
Okay. Did you get that? Okay. Last one. Mam Lai.
Thank you, Chair. I raised this one for the fact that one of our resolutions was that the trust must examine the feasibility of introducing remnants to address the shortage of customs administration. But what I want to, I'm coming under correction now. I don't think we stated it very clear to them and give them a time frame so that they can have maybe a hurry in doing their visibility study in order for us to see if it's possible for them to introduce membership. So I think if it's possible that we must talk around this issue and come up with clear time frame for them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elena. The member is saying that we were promised by the department to say they are going to open up a learnership program for the customs because they were short of a trained or skilled person. Now they said they are on the pipeline of doing that. Now she's saying that, can we be able to be informed? When is that going to happen? Because sometimes you'll be told this and that is going to happen, but you're not sure. They may come next year and say, we said this is going to happen. Now can we put the time frame? So that to say, when do you want this to happen? Dr. Akos.
I think about what we must ask first to give us the clear time frame. We cannot give them the time frame because they are busy with the feasibility study. So they must come give us the time frame in which they will introduce the plan so that we can monitor them on what they are doing.
Okay, let's hear the other members. Ran, I hope you will handle
that.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay, so she's suggesting that we let them give us the time. Okay, Babu Ngonya.
They must give us the time soon.
Okay.
But we must somehow suggest them to
you didn't want to back the real question.
No, you were right.
No, I'm saying that we mustn't leave everything to them.
Yeah.
We have to somehow suppress it. Because it is us who raise the issue of the capacity. And therefore, it is us that must say to them that we believe that within, and there may be, and right now it's February. At least by March, there must be in a position to show
progress
and the progress in this regard, right from the beginning of the year, so that you don't leave it open-ended.
Yes, Mam Sote, you'll follow Baba Mabasa.
Not a follow up, but this is a new one, point three.
Oh no, I thought to let's close up.
On this one.
Let's close up with that one first.
I tend to think that when I take these two points together, is it not that what the time frame that we need now, the time frame that says by when must they give us the time frame? Let me just see. Because if we say the time frame must come from them, and we agree that it's right, that we, because even if it comes from them, we will still engage if we think it is not addressing our needs, you know, in terms of time. But I would think that our focus should be to say we need that time frame by, if we say a week or 2 weeks. But let me stop there and check.
Dr. Wang?
Can I suggest in just the time frame we give the end of March, then I think it's a start, it will be comprised, say, okay, it's the May. So we must give the little period of the end of the March.
I think that the issue is really not the time frame only for the chair, in my own view. In my own view, the issue is also to try and push them to do something with regard to what we identified as a weakness, which is getting people to participate in the election. And therefore we say by March they must be able to show progress in so far as introducing leadership. So to me it actually covers the
Pause. Okay. Thank you, members. I hope that that give us some direction. You are welcome, Chairperson. We will just finish the first set of minutes on the 20th of October. We had two. That is 28th of October and 10 November. So we finished and we were doing the matters arising, and that was the last point on the matters arising. Oh, I thought it. Okay, so, Mom, what is?
Yeah, don't say.
Come.
Okay. Yeah. It was a new point that I was waiting for us to complete the issue that was in the table. On point three under discussions again, the product border. The activities emanating from the situation here are affecting negatively on the economic growth in the country and also to our safety. So it is important for us to get a full grant support. It also touches on the time frame.
Is it under the resolution? We started our meeting in such a way that we said we wrote all the points to be discussed. We have finished those points. Yeah, no, you remember that we had three arising matters. Now we've completed with the arising matters. I was saying now let's hand over to our chairperson. No, we haven't done that one. We did them separate. We were dealing with the first set. Now it's time to go to the second set. Yeah. Over to you, Jack. Oh, thank you, members, for your participation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the warm welcome.
But this aircon is saying to the chairperson, we are having a problem. This aircon is too strong, and once you open it, members will cry. When you close it, members will also cry. And maybe we need a middle road.
Thank you very much, member Judy, for holding on to me. I guess my apology was and thank you very much for finalizing the first set of minutes. I'm told that we now on the second set of minutes of the of November 2009. I'm told that the minutes were circulated.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Can we go on the confirmation of the minutes?
Correction.
Yes, that confirmation. Through correction for what? Page 1. Page 2. Member Mabasa.
Thanks for the chair. On page 2, just to ask the meeting to help me check if we are expressing, where it says that the Competition Commission acknowledged that the investigation...
Where is that number?
Number 5. In the middle.
Okay.
The CC Competition Commission acknowledged that the investigation can cover past conduct. I think it's either, you see, uncovered but let's look at it.
Thank you. Yes, for the correction.
And then the second one, a bullet. The second bullet from the bottom of number 5. Procurement to support new entry. I'm not sure whether we should say entries or let's just check whether we want to end with that way. The question. Thanks, Commissioner.
So the keyword is entrance. New entrance.
I would propose entry in the plural, but I'm not very sure, you know. I just
can those who understand English better advise us?
Entrance.
Please?
Entrance. Yeah.
I think I thought entrance was the was fine.
Entrance.
I don't know. New entrance was the best. Yeah.
Can you say new entrance or new entry?
Entrance.
Okay, thank you. Member Totesi?
Yes, under discussion, I think before, the Executive Commissioner agreed that more work needs to be done on the monitoring and evaluation and need to discuss the Commission's impact and value country with the center, maybe to see monitoring and evaluation regarding.
You left the sentence hanging, then.
How do you rework the sentence?
Well, I think it's the second sentence. Yeah. Under discussion point one, second sentence. The commission acknowledged that more work needs to be done on their monitoring and evaluation, and with regard to the commission's impact and value. Is it impact and value? That is, more work has to be done also in that regard. Yeah, maybe the wording, how it's worded. Fine. Mm. Checking the impact of the value, the impact and the value of the work done.
I wonder if it includes.
Yes.
Including all as well as.
The impact of and value. And with regard to the
commission.
I think obviously the only person who might recall what went on to. Just tell us what you want to say here, so that we understand.
Yeah, as I said, the commissioners acknowledge that more work needs to be done on the monitoring and evaluation relating to the impact of them.
Okay. So that's the impact of the monitoring and evaluation. Is that what you...
Yes, with regard to the monitoring and evaluation relating to the impact and...
Yeah.
And value. The monitoring and evaluation related to the value
of the commission's
work.
Yeah, I think you agree with us that we all want to, improve. Okay. Any other?
Pointing a challenge without coming with a proposal. On number five, the last week, if we take it from where the introducing sentence ends, this, however, requires coordination on the part of government and public institutions, including industrial and trade policy and regulation. That end regulation sounds a bit awkwardly placed. If we can just reflect a little bit more on it.
Trade and industry and policy and regulation. Industrial and trade policy and regulation. Yeah. Yeah. I think what you need to remove is semicolon. Yeah. But otherwise it's fine. We agree. Okay, thank you.
Should we have it as a singular, or as a plural, as a regulation? What do you think?
Yeah, I think policy and regulation.
What is the correction then?
The corrections, you remove the semicolon and then you put S after regulation. You
call it a regulation.
Trade policy and is regulation. Industrial and trade policy and is regulation. Just to show that the regulations are related to the policy.
You start by industrial policy.
Trade and industrial policy and regulation.
Trade and industrial.
Yeah, policy and industrial policy. Fine. I certified the member of Member Lang.
Thank you, Chair. Under discussion, clause number two, the second sentence. The CC noted that the fines are not a punishable fine. Not a punishable fine.
Punishable. Yeah, punishable. You need to repeat fine.
What's the difference?
I don't think that's a punishable. It's not punishable. Not punishable. Yeah. And I don't think that deterrent is necessary either. Are we satisfied before we move on?
I think the deterrent is it's okay. We should be there. Because we want to say it's not punishable but a deterrent.
Okay. Do you have to name fine or remove fine?
No, the fine is removed.
That's fine.
Okay, three. Are we done? Okay. Member Gutierrez.
Yes.
Member Mabasa.
The first line of the
on page
second,
three.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
We are addressing page three.
The first line of the second paragraph. Mr. It's not supposed to be for example. It's just a typo.
The second paragraph, where?
The first line of the second paragraph.
According to
the commissioner, the fine for example cuts off.
Yes.
Maybe for example.
Mm-hmm. According to the commissioner, comma, the fine.
To suffer example is not a step.
And the step line again.
I never like the same. Dr. Salabi? On the same one? Are you on the same?
I'm only at the third, second, third, fourth, fifth line.
Okay, can we finish off the first line? Thank you. Member
Suchet. The third line, from the third line, I think we have to rework the sentence again. It says the question for the CC would be if the settlement is close to if the CC was to continue the case and won it. I'm not sure what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I thought we were finishing off the first sentence. Are you satisfied with that?
Okay.
Can we agree on the first sentence?
I don't understand the sense myself of what was saying there, and whether we wanted to say that that's fine, of course, in 15 million one. Actually, it's left on the list, and which is not what I'm getting there.
That's what I was saying. I don't think this was necessary because really was responding to the reference and was making a lot of examples.
It is difficult to
relate it.
To relate it because these are that examples that they can be.
Exactly.
And,
so I think it won't, I don't think it won't be a transmission if we just delete it. Are we in agreement?
I think there the sense was that 250 million, it's not a small money. We were trying to say that, to say, for example, the fine which was paid by Sasso, it's not a slap on the wrist. That, yeah, the meaning here was that 250 million, it's not a small money. Yeah, so we were saying that 250 million is not a slap on the wrist. The example of Sasol of 250 million to Sasol was not a slap on the wrist.
That's what the commissioner said.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
were we questioning that? Did we question Sasol or the commissioner was just using many examples? Because we were questioning the type of fines that they are issuing. Whether are they helping the
yeah
situation, especially with regards to transport.
Then he came with this 250. That is not a small amount.
Yes, but what I'm saying can we understand, is it relevant to any, or because he mentioned many other examples, including the one of Sasol. So if we then mention the Sasol one, the way we have mentioned it here, what is it relevant? What is its relevance to what we were saying? Because if it was not going to be a problem if he had, for instance, included a sentence wherein we were questioning Sasol's fine. You see? And it would be okay for him to say Sasol's fine was not the slap on the wrist. You see? But it's not, it's general. This is general, because it will then, we leave it hanging, we're not addressing it. What is the problem? I'm not sure, because I thought the second sentence, even though it's not crafted, okay, and it was a bit general enough to cover for all others. Can we deal with that? Can we hear others?
Mm-hmm.
Then protest, and then Mr. Mabasa, and then...
I think here we're trying to clear the perception that the other fines are just a slap on the wrist. Now they need example of Sasol, that for a company to lose 250 million is a lot. Yeah? But now we need to elaborate personally coherent from the paragraph above here. It talks about fines. Maybe for a case day it was just an example, but we need to elaborate that there's a perception that the other fines are just a slap on the wrist, but have to emphasize that if a company loses 250 million, they lost their profit.
Isn't this the issue around the factory?
Yes.
Addressing that. Because I thought it is the main thing. Because the section is related to the offense. It is trying to explain that. Because I'm seeing us putting too many things here. As a result, they lose the meaning. If you are an outsider and you're not part of this meeting, you don't understand what is going on here. I wonder if you were doing.
Mom might come and help.
Dr. Huang is gone. He's outside. Can we get to any some of us and then Mr. Mbenyama? And then Ms. Lange?
I think correctly, when you spoke of objective leaders who are not necessarily that we must take them into account. Because I'm under the impression that you see the part whether it is us or whether it is the commission or whether it is the public, the part that says people are fined appropriately or they are overfined or they are underfined, we can't afford to make a mistake there. If we do make a mistake, we must rather make a mistake where we say that people are generally underfined, you know, or we say nothing about it because, so I'm just making that point. Maybe I would agree with you, comment that we must remove it.
Thank you. Mr. Wanyama?
Well, I think I agree with Mr. Mabar. In my view, the bigger portion of the paragraph should actually be expunged, because it's an elaboration on a principle, and all what you need to have there is just a principle. The point that is being raised, for instance, in this sentence, if there was a choice between pursuing a case in court or settling, and a decision was made based on the difference between the outcomes. To me, that's more or less what was being addressed. And the question is, do you have to, and sort of pursue the matter to court, or at what point do you prefer to settle, and at what point do you prefer to take the matter up to court? And what Ariko is saying there is that if pursuing the matter to court, if rather settling, would give us significant results that we view as reasonable, would rather go for that. And because the cost implication that goes with it, as well as what we wanted to do, what we wanted to achieve, the deterrence, which is raised in the sentence where it is. A non-negotiable part of the settlement was that the unaccepted behavior must not continue, which is a deterrent. So to me, maybe we needed maybe to raise those two standards, those two principles, and leave everything else, the examples and everything. And because basically, without getting into discussion and examples, details of the discussion, which is going to make things very difficult for any ministry. But if you just say that the principle is to achieve the deterrent factor, and secondly, how to achieve that, we have to pursue the matter either through the court or through settlement. We are prepared to take it up through the court, provided that people are stubborn and they are very, very arrogant, they believe that they want to, and they take up the matter to court. But if they are prepared to settle, and they believe that the settlement will give us the results that we want, and they would rather go for that. Something, I'm just restating what my understanding of what is going to be.
Okay. I think it's, yes, that was the one. The first sentence, if you read it, is addressing the issue around the little finding. Previously it was just a little finding not considered important. But now it's about it is just about ensuring that they get from them as much as possible. Because if you look up, we asked a question about the, I think the beneficiation by the the ordinary people, and what did we say then on that? For instance, they were saying, "Oh, in that question they did not answer it because we were all not satisfied." We were not satisfied with that because it was, they were just concentrating on the company, on making sure that the company pays and they correct their behavior. That was the main thing. But then in terms of the beneficiary or the consumer, there was nothing. The whole finding principle was not working in as far as the consumers are concerned. It was not helping them. That's why we said they must focus on that. I agree with them, Sambonyama, that really we must look at the deterrent issue versus the punishment, because we did not say anything around that in the meeting. I remember one. We just focused on what they gave us, and then we were worried about what consumers benefit at the end of the day. So I think this is the result of what we were discussing. maybe were a bit confusing to the minute taker, but the examples, I feel them. I feel that they are misplaced. If they were placed immediately after a particular matter was discussed or something else, but the way Arifa, you place them, it's a bit confusing. But the issue of whether a person decides to go to court, if they choose to take a person to court, and to say it's court versus settlement, obviously they settle before they choose to settle. And if they settle, what things do you consider first? So the Competition Commission still have a lot to clarify, but here, this is what we briefed us on, and we must agree that there are certain things that we did not clarify. I don't know whether I'm making you more confused or I'm trying to sum up.
We agree, but you can't rephrase now.
No, we can't rephrase. The only...
Yes.
I agree, but then I think we must also acknowledge our weaknesses in questioning them.
Yes.
Because it left many things unclarified, hence now they don't make sense when we try to correct the minutes. But I also look at the way the sentencing and everything, I think please make sure that the whole paragraph is clear. Can we continue and move on? Dr. Rabi, you can come in now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, the third, second, third, fourth, fifth line. So what is important is the fact gap between the settlement and if the CC was to outright win the case. Madam, I suggest that we substitute fact with the actual gap, or we erase fact and gap and we say the difference between the settlement and if the CC was to outright win the case. So I think the commitment to time itself. But I think that the fact gap there doesn't make sense. I think it shows the actual gap or the difference. I'd say I'd replace or substitute that thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I hope Arifa has taken note of that. Thank you very much. May we move on? Still on page 3, Commissioner Bassa?
Yes, from the text, although slightly taking you back, the very first paragraph on page 3. E.g. motor vehicle case. If we read from the objective position of a neutral reader, it doesn't make sense. I think let's challenge ourselves to give it to make it to make sense.
I've realized that this is your style. I think in many documents that I change with you, this is like most of the areas. If we can really try to be specific, because it's not about us only, it's about people maybe who will be coming later or want to request for a minute. Because these are records, not our own records, but the records for the whole South Africa. Anybody who wants to access those records must be able to make sense. Thanks,
Point 3, on page 3, that's the first line, just let it know, so if the correction is correct. It says a new entrance.
New entrance to the market.
And broke the stronghold of monopoly.
Members, can we agree to defer this minute? The minute. There are so many mistakes. There is a pity that I'm also seeing this with you. Can we agree? Because really, we can't spend an hour correcting minutes. Doesn't make sense. Can we, I'm putting a proposal, can we prepare the minutes for correction and then we'll read them in the next meeting?
If we do that, we must then have our proposal must start with that in the next meeting, easily adopt them.
if we were not giving time constraints, I would have said we are dead, we are dead, we die once. But in other words, I would have said let's punish ourselves and finish. But if depending, we'll keep this up to be more or less this exercise. Then, you know, I have a reservation because we need to move forward with other things. Thanks. Mm-hmm. No one speaking in town.
Yeah, you're not helping us then, some of us. I'm not agreeing with you. The mental test and then the.
Yeah, in a wording to correct the correction that will be coming again, can we agree that we continue on our own and submit to your office the correction, that when we meet in the next time, instead of us just doing away with the minutes and wait for us to do another corrections and correct corrections, I don't know how to put it. But I'm just saying, we also, you know, send something, some corrections that we may have done.
Okay.
I don't know how to put it, but
both of you don't know, but you are saying something, but you don't know what to do.
No, let me try again. I'm saying that let us continue on our own with the corrections and submit your office. So John Aruko, does the corrections again. He incorporates the corrections that have been submitted by us. I want to do the exercise here.
You know, I'm worried because Aruko has a tape. Really, we can't be correcting this. Let me hear what Mr. William is saying, and then I will come in.
No, I wanted to say.
And then,
you see, as we deal with the minute, the danger is we may even take away the sense of what was discussed. In other words, we rediscuss and take and find ourselves actually taking, reflecting the wrong position. That we're not present back to discussion. Because of the second thought in our mind. Now, moving from the point that you made earlier, that we must also take blame in how we have maybe omitted following up on certain things that make it difficult for a minister to take. Because we are not saying, after discussing every issue, we say, this is what we are deciding on this issue. And therefore, when you're taking minutes, you take those principal positions that we have asked on each and every issue. We just discuss and we leave it and we move on and we leave it. But insofar as the way forward, I want to suggest, Chair, that we allow Aruko and the Chair, in particular Aruko himself, to work, because as we say, he has got the pay. We must just rework on the minute and cut down on examples and details and just stick to the principle of what sort of was contained in each and every discussion, refer them to the chair. So that before, and also circulate those minutes, and even ask them, after we got the minutes, we actually write back and before the meeting and the next time, so that all of us must have actually said whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Chair,
I will go. Thank you very much. I know Aruko has a potential. I don't know what's going on. You have 15 minutes to correct, you know, much more effective. And I know that. I know you when you're working under Jules. I don't know what makes you work under Jules. Because you have ample time to look and read into the future. But our comment is not about yes, but I think you must give yourself time for this comment. Look at the minutes, do the correct thing. So that really, I can't be going on and correcting minutes. If it's content issue, something else. But really, sentencing, how you write things, that I really cannot do. Because not my responsibility to do that. If it's something to do with the content, then I'll agree. Something that we can easily correct each other and rectify the rendering. If I didn't know you, I would say maybe something else. But I know you have a potential. You know you have you have capacity. You know, but you're just not giving yourself time. And I think you must really improve on that. Can we? Because it was last minute, we took an hour. We can't take another hour then. Already it's another hour on another minute, set of minutes. 2 hours on minutes that we're supposed to have disposed of within 15-20 minutes. Can we move on then to the next item? Thank you.
Is the marriage?
Why the interest?
that would be good if it's married. Not married. I would say there's something with the guest.
You might then respect the honorable member. So that I can give you two advice. Thank you very much. May we move on then to the next item? Consideration and adoption of the oversight report. The one on companies in distress. In our last minute meeting, we circulated the report, and then we also agreed that you will go through the report. If there are any corrections to be made, you will then forward them to Ariko, and then Ariko and myself will look into them. But Ariko hasn't forwarded anything. We said then that nothing was sent to us. But if members were too busy to really send those comments or corrections, can we then proceed with the documents as circulated? Corrections, I think, as put by, I think, the table here, after looking at them again. Can we look at the report? Is the report a correct reflection of what transpired during our visit? Are we satisfied with the content? If satisfied, can we go then straight to our observations and image, and then again into our recommendations as a committee? We had the first visit to Atlantis, where we visited the trade effective textiles. I know we were all present except for Mr. Wanyama. And then the second visit we undertook was to KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga, that is to the Laser CC and to the York in Mpumalanga. And then you'll see that we decided to separate between the two, the port of entry and also the company itself. Can we then discuss our impression?
Was I present?
I was present. You were present in Devon?
I was I was present in heaven as well. I didn't go to
Mpumalanga.
Okay.
Mr. Mabasa, it's Mpumalanga.
I knew that we won't like
it. What is that
Mpumalanga.
You've got it.
Dr. Rabi has his roots in Mpumalanga. He cannot not know how to pronounce it.
But did you notice that there were silence before he said it?
Did you hear what Dr. Wang said? Okay, can we then look at the report?
I really don't understand in this case what it is. Are we going first? Is it the first or we combine?
We're looking at the first one. Okay, let's look at the first page. Are we satisfied with the background? Purpose, maybe the purpose and the background. These are general. Are we satisfied? We try to make some questions. Ma'am,
I don't know what the purpose of removing the name of the inventory is.
I think the normal procedure that you put in there, you attach the attendance. So that's the one that has the register, the signature of mine. Or you just put at the back so that it doesn't change the report. Or if we feel we needed to put it, I thought I had said maybe in the beginning.
On our property observations and private deck I think one of
you're satisfied with the purpose in the background, we're going to wait to say that. Thank you. Can we then can we continue now?
Thank you, sir. I think one of our observations was private textile was the fact that there were no marketing done or no person responsible for doing the marketing.
Okay.
And the fact that they were only focusing on one major client. I think, yeah, that was one of some of our observations.
Okay. That's the observation of the call. May we continue? I think the challenge on the marketing, I think, led to the company not really realizing their profit because nobody knew. They just took advantage of the clients that they had. Or the bigger clients that they had and forgot to remember that they're in competition and there are new innovations in place and that they have to from time to time come up with new things. Can we give this discussion another 30 minutes and flow and not go beyond that? Otherwise we'll go for everything. so that we are able to attend to our other commission. I mean the discussion of the report. Okay. Other observations? And member Marasa?
The other observations on the chair are that are around the intention of government as perceived by the company. For an example, some companies did not have the information around the training of the layoff scheme, and hence could not apply assistance appropriately. I don't know, there are two others that I wanted to mention. Should I mention them?
Yes.
Then there was a confusion in some companies on the reason for funding or the intention, whether it has the government intervention, whether the government intervention meant to assist companies in distress, therefore obliging to conditions related to the intervention. But also on that, it is whether when the companies are assisted, whether they actually understand that the main intention is for them not to expel workers. So that observation is not quite clear in the mind of the company. And the last one is there is no collaboration and interaction between the relevant departments, that is the SOE, on the implementation of the framework agreement. Hence, many companies do not comply with the spirit and the intention of government. Thanks, Comrade Chair.
Thank you. I think when we make this observation, we must also try to come up with a recommendations and what we think the team must do in improving. Mr. Ngonyama?
The issue of marketing and invading or creating new markets, especially within the continent, by the fear that and the sector, and there was really an issue where they were not ready or prepared to identify opportunities within the continent, and which is very, very important for the continued survival of the company. The other issue was the issue around the paying of bonuses for labor. It's a very critical issue because it actually speaks to the continued discontentment by the workers, though they are there, out of desperation. But it doesn't guarantee the stability of the company for a long period. Because somewhere along the line, workers would have to actually reach a break and a point where they would say that enough is enough, and that would actually make all the investments made to actually go down. And therefore, when we look at the situation of that company, and when intervention is being made, workers have to be taken into consideration. They must be part and parcel of the agreement, and so that if some of these agreements and that apply to the Department of Labor are reached, the workers must be part of that, and there must be clarity with regards to the time frame. Up to what point are these bonuses going to go? So to me, it is a very, very important aspect of it that I believe, Chair, that we have to take into consideration when we make that kind of an agreement, that the agreement should actually involve workers.
Okay.
The second,
sorry, yes, I heard what you said.
The second issue was the issue that I thought maybe it's an issue that is a bit sensitive. Question of management. If you look at Prayer, during the presentation, we noticed that the MD was more of an operations person and more than even understanding the finances and everything, which is supposed also to be falling within the scope of the MD. So really the qualifications and competency of the managing director is very, very important to understand the rents and spend and the of the company, not only concentrate on the operation, because you continue to refer to the wife, or the wife would actually come to his rescue on a number of areas. So the management issue is very crucial, and that it must be considered whenever intervention is supposed to be made on this company. And the question of when you take the laser company and the internal, the B status of the company was not explored as it is. Precisely because there hasn't been any education and or information shared even by IDC to the company. IDC just came and gave money without sitting down with the company and taking them through. So I'm trying to embellish the same point that was made by the Honourable Member Mabaso on the collaboration between the state-owned enterprises and relevant departments. Because they go there and intervene as different units instead of going there collectively. And, so basically those were the points, Chair, that I wanted to make, and well, I'm not sure whether we can also make comments about the Devon Force.
We're coming to the post. Thank you very much for that. We're combining all these companies, I think it's
good,
and make general observations and recommendations. Don't forget recommendations, they're very important. And Member Lyon, Member Sosik.
Thank you, Chair, and recommendations for Freda. I think it is important for us to recommend that the IDC have also explained why the grant on marketing was not disclosed. You remember that they budgeted from the money they received from IDC, the 300,000, and later on the gentleman from IDC explained that there were also a grant for the marketing. They must really, as part of our recommendations, we must really ask the IDC to explain why the grant on marketing was not disclosed, and whether that does not encourage corruption among the IDC officials, and or even collusion or false reporting.
Thank you, Member Ben. Member Dr. Rabi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I could only visit the theater factory in Atlantis. Madam Chair, I think I couldn't agree with some of the other members of the committee, but more, I think that the viability of this company is questionable. And I think it will be, we can do a follow-up visit to this particular factory, say, beginning of the end of this year, or beginning next year, to see whether they're still around. I think it will be to the benefit of the members of this committee. I think we can use this as a case study for future business as well. But I couldn't agree with the members more than what they've said. I think that there's not a clear definition between who's the chief executive officer and who else is there. It seems to me that, with due respect, it seems to me that the wife has got more say than anyone else in that whole set of that she came to his rescue times again and so forth. And it's a factory that employs something like 48 people should be run in a more professional way than that. And I was very perturbed about the fact that the official of the department didn't notice that there's no difference between the management there and some of the line functions there. And I think it will be to our advantage if we can go and visit the factory at the end of the year or beginning of next year. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thanks, Dr. Rabi. If we were to remind, I were to remind also members that the company was under somebody else's name, and there was a process of transferring that company to the MD, who apparently was to be given the majority shareholding. Actually, it was to be specific. I think 50% of the company. And I think the issues that you raised are correct. But we must also deal with that issue. Maybe the revisiting must also offset that issue. Member Julie.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Chairperson. Firstly, I'll say what we observed to these two companies was that they were not participating in this training layoff scheme, but they were using the money from the ITC, and then it was not clear on what conditions the ITC have given them the money, because all of them nobody was being trained, so it means then, so all of them, they said they were not aware of the training layoff scheme. They only found out after they have retrenched. Then the money from the ITC was just used to utilize the production, to sustain the production. Then the recommendation will be that as they are using the money from the ITC to sustain their businesses, we said it would be better if they look at those retrenched workers, whether they cannot be taken back, because the training layoff scheme is not being used for the retrenched. So if you look at their system, they retrench first and they apply for the training layoff scheme after they've retrenched. Now we are saying to avoid that, if they get this money, why are they not bringing those people which they've retrenched? Because now, but you'll find that they are just using it to sustain the production and the company. So that is my contribution.
Let's welcome Professor Shura. You're welcome. He has shown interest in the committee, and I did indicate that whenever there's a meeting, he will be invited. He will be informed. Thanks for coming, and we're looking forward to learning from you as well as this community. Thank you. Samabasa, you want to come in again?
Yes, I want to follow up on what the...
For us to really, really keep the time, because we have other engagements after this. I thought we had a member to visit at the meeting that we allocated 2 hours to. For us to be able to keep time, please let's ensure that we can become specific on it.
Now, I want to say that we must be very specific and making a follow up on what Colleague Julie said. We must be very specific that when a company receives assistance from ITC or from government, it must retain its staff and it must reinstate those workers that it has retrenched. So that, you know, that becomes our measure as government to say, for the assistance that we are lending, these are the benefits. So that it's not up to them to say, they take them back or take back?
I think the general observation is inconsistent with the real objective of the response. Because the main objective is to save jobs and create more jobs. But in this case, we're not seeing that because there's no coordination and cooperation among the actual role players. Hence, if you remember, the LEF scheme was only introduced or effected around September. So, and the funding from the IDC came earlier, from 2008. So it means that there was no integration in terms of responding to this particular. So I think we must really mention that because it loses the meaning if more workers are retrenched and you come in and with the money that you are giving in, you still don't put conditions. And one of the conditions being that of saving jobs. I think that is what members are trying to say in this regard. Members of the
Yeah, it's interesting. My presentation by member on Julie, I'll just say the last part. That the SEC, that because of financial affairs are better than yesterday, they should, before those have been retained, how are we going to know that they've been called back to the company? Can't you maybe think of a joint press conference with the Committee of Labor and say, these are our findings and this is our recommendation? In a way, will be maybe challenging trade unions as well, because they claim that they didn't know about the scheme, but it's difficult to believe them. Though we don't have evidence that they didn't know, but it's difficult to believe in them, to say they didn't know about the scheme. But how are we going to find out that people have been called after being retained, now that financial affairs are better than yesterday?
Thank you, Member Sotis. If you recall, we asked the ITC to really give us a feedback on some of the issues that we raised, even with our meeting. And I agree that we must hold a meeting together with the PC only just to clarify some of these issues, whether we're viewing things on the same line. Before we even decide to go on a press conference, it's important that we clarify because most of the companies, if you remember, we didn't get that much impression at the York in Mpumalanga because I guess the workers were not there. But both in KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape, it was very clear that workers were not that informed in as far as the objective of the funding and whether was it a grant or was just whether it was a conditional grant or it was an intervention. They were not clear until we clarified. But then the management themselves, they took the money and they paid their creditors. Hence, they did not have even any money to go about maybe even saving the minimum, the little jobs that they had. That's a problem. So I agree with those members who say IDC really don't seem to be doing their work properly. And hence, even the 300,000 that was only disclosed after we asked questions. If we had not asked those questions, and if the managing director did not come out to say, we have, for instance, outsourced our marketing, and then we've done some whole quotations, and quotes are about 500,000. We don't know where we're going to get the money from. It wouldn't have come out to say, no, we have committed to assist them with the marketing. You see, I think there are some things that are not quite clear, even on the side of the IDC, that we need to clarify. Hence, I think it was your point, M.M. Sotis, earlier on when you said it's not clear whether, the things are collaborative or of the ICC corruption issue. I think those are some of the things that I think we must resolve on and follow up and agree that we're going to go back to Friday. We give them a matter of 6 months to go back to Friday and then come and then have, we can then have this thing, because it will show whether this was just a cosmetic thing or is this a real thing, what they were, the information that they were giving us. But by now they should be somewhere else if they were to continue on the basis of their turnaround strategy. Can we agree on the issues raised, observations raised, and the recommendations made? Members, are we satisfied?
Yeah, ma'am.
I thought I was wrong,
you know? Yes, actually, I agree with you. I just want to say on the recommendation of reasons with this. We have to actually state exactly what is it that we want to find out now, so that we don't just go just like that. We go to probe on specific issues. And I feel that we need to be slightly much more, I don't know whether I'm not saying harder, but we have to.
The previous suggestion by Member Lati is too long, because our intention of the visit to these companies must also be to assist them to take adaptive measures. So I would say it has to be sooner, whether we say in 3 months' time or now. Actually, let me be specific.
So can we agree on the 3 months? We agree, thank you. But that the company Friday is quite a small company. Can we perhaps choose one small, medium, and a more bigger company? Can you allow us to do so? Okay, we will do so and make recommendations to yourself. Thank you very much. Member Menemel, can you come for us in a prayer? With a prayer? Thank you. Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. I take it that concludes the report on the companies in district. Can we move quickly to the one on fraud, customs fraud? Any observations there? Want to add any observations, Member Bengu?
I think it's just a correction on the last, the second sentence.
Something wrong with this. Maybe it's Mr. Ngonya. We really need to talk to Ariko. I agree with you. You need one-on-one with Mr. Ngonya.
Okay.
No, one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
One-on-one on that question.
On that big question.
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Member Benga. Any other questions on the report before we move to observation? Members had ample time to read the document and comment. Member William?
Madam Chair, I just want to say that on the desert one, which is the other one that I attended, I want to suggest that we pay a second visit and all the state of residence. When we, when we, when we, when we, still have to really give us a comprehensive report so that we give ourselves time for some kind of a report and the papers that said that would need one or two full days going through that. And that's why I recommend that we go there to sit one full day.
Okay. Anyone with a contract with you on the recommendation? I take it we agree. Because anyway we agreed while we were at the Devon Harbor that we will be coming back. Let's go back. But I think this time we must go with other committees, related committees. I was thinking here of defense because of the marine work. Maybe the police. It's either we choose that or we choose Peacock. What is that committee that has everybody the same? But that is officials mending. We need politicians. Yeah, let's look at those committees that are relevant to our business.
Another thing we shouldn't include transport as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Any other? That's due to the, because we couldn't do much there because of their state of readiness. They were not ready for us. On Lebombo border, are we satisfied with what is here? Any recommendation?
On recommendations, they must take firmer steps of securing the safety of the goods that they have. Can we say recovered, but those goods that we thought can also easily be stolen, if we look at their security measures,
their warehouse security,
it's
questionable. Yeah, I think we agree on that one. That was the major observation. Have you forgotten something?
Yeah, I think another one is that those vehicles that are kept there, they must design or devise a measure of keeping those vehicles for a very minimal period. Because once those vehicles are too many, that on its own is going to compromise the integrity of the port. So that it mustn't be like a scrap yard.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Anything on the one-stop border post? Because that one, their presentation was clear that it was meant to improve a lot in many things. Okay, there's nothing to okay. Can we move on to the Johannesburg OR Tambo? Our OR Tambo meeting there? Observations there? Are we satisfied with what we've seen there? Their custom work, the way they are working. I guess we get some people.
I come to the observation that we've made with the Devon, that it looks like joint committee approaches will give us more benefits than so that the collaboration between the Because, for an example, if we want to look at issues like a crime with the impending great intent, we will find that our observation will have been limited to a group in particular. But a committee on transport, a committee on policing, would also focus on what we can call threat from their point of view, while we focus on threat from our point of view of the tariffs, you know,
okay.
All
right, I think that is, because we wanted to specify ourselves on measures taken to inhibit fraudulent activities taking place within the customs. You know, I think we were, I personally was impressed with that laser machine that they had, and where I don't know whether it was a coincidence, but they were able to take, you know, a person there immediately. That Indian person came with food, I think those were agricultural products. To me, it shows a positive action on their part. We need also to commend them where possible, because I thought that was commendable. But I think you are right, Congressman. We really need to collaborate with other communities here. Because AXA, on the side of AXA, I think the things are really big. We need to also deal with that, because people are complaining of the losing bags, you know, or they are valuable. Yes, their bags are found, you know, open, with their valuables missing. We need to look into this issue. And the department, the Commission Transport Finance. And if possible, can we visit OR samples before June, before the commencement of commencement of the 2010 Okam World Cup matches here? Can we do that? So we look at the yes, with the joint with other companies. I thought that was the feeling that we... Are we agreeing on that one? Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I take it as to then conclude our discussions on this particular report. And we will then table the report for them. Yeah. And then it will then depend on the chair of chairs and the speaker whether to put it through. Otherwise, we have done our job. Thank you very much for your participation, your attendance, and we'll meet in the next meeting after our program. Thank you. May I request the members of the caucus of the study group to remain?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. need the attempt. Okay. I know. I'm just listening to you.
No, but you look so.
My eyes.
Yes.
Not sleeping. Yes, I am. Just she wakes up maybe about 4 times. I'm just breastfeeding. Because I don't want the bottle if I'm around here.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm around here, she's just in the snows. She doesn't need any bottle at all.
I hear what you're saying, fine. And you must try to make it happy, especially when you're working, you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try and get it onto water, she won't wake up for water.
Listen.
Mm-mm.
Now, is this, but
if you're breastfeeding her, what happens when you're working?
For example, when I'm at work, she's drinking the bottle. She doesn't have a problem with the bottle. But immediately I'm at home, immediately I take
she
it.
Wants to
She doesn't want to. If I try with a bottle, she will cry.
No.
So the only thing she wants, she wants us.
She wants to be near you. We shouldn't complain, it's that you have to work. Document on record.
Or under private, PC private.
I can't go to check. They said that they trained in the committee because the committee has never done anything in 15 years. So they commented that they're going to change it to just for petitions.
Oh.
I think, well, a petition is a good thing, but I think then they need two separate committees. One for legislative proposals and one for committees. This is a Human Rights Commercial Act number 54 of
1994. Okay. This one was last. It was
there
last time.
Was it?
There was no meeting last time except the one that you go to. You remember?
But it may be last year.
Last year.
Because I wanted to go to her presentation, but apparently she presented last year already.
No, I can check this on site. Maybe I can get it.
Can you?
Yes, I'm going to.
So
yes. Firstly, I'm going to check it on the site.
Okay.
Human rights, right? Human
rights commission. Human rights commission act number 54 1994.